This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee filed court papers that suggest the panel might recommend additional articles of impeachment against U.S. President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee is keeping open the possibility of additional charges as it pressed a federal appeals court to order testimony from former White House counsel Don McGahn. The committee is investigating potential obstruction of justice by President Trump during special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. The Justice Department has asked the appeals court to dismiss the request, saying it's less urgent now since the House has already moved ahead with articles of impeachment, even without the testimony of the former White House lawyer. Arguments are scheduled to be heard early next month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The U.S. military has announced that a U.S. service member was, in fact, killed in action Monday in Afghanistan. In making the announcement, the U.S. Forces of Afghanistan did not provide further details on where and how that casualty occurred. The Taliban, in a statement sent to Journal List, claimed that the U.S. casualty occurred in the volatile northern Kunduz. The insurgent group said that it targeted Afghan and military soldiers with the roadside bomb as they tried to conduct a joint raid against Taliban positions in the Chardara district. Nearly 2,000 people took to the streets of India's capital city Monday in a silent protest organized by opposition parties against the controversial citizenship bill that critics say discriminates against Muslims. And Congress party leader led protests in New Delhi outside a memorial dedicated to Mahatma Gandhi. At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month. This is VOA News. A court in Saudi Arabia sentenced 5 people to death and 3 others to prison in connection with last year's killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi Arabia state-run TV says a court there sentenced the 5 to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. 3 others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats as well as members of Khashoggi's family were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
And Saudi Arabia initially denied that the killing even took place, insisting Khashoggi had walked out of the consulate. It later blamed rogue agents and has denied the Crown Prince has had any knowledge of that particular operation. With talks between the U.S. and North Korea at a stalemate, North Korea has been warning about an upcoming Christmas gift. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
That so-called Christmas gift, says Heritage Foundation's Asia expert Bruce Klingner, could be an intercontinental ballistic missile test.
They could jump right to that or a nuclear test, but it's also possible they may sort of go more incrementally up the escalation ladder by doing medium-range tests, intermediate-range missile tests, a space launch vehicle, which is sort of a civilian version of an ICBM, before they jump to the ICBM.
And it may not be on Christmas.
We're looking to the annual New Year's Day speech by the North Korean leader for further clues. So I think there may be an overfixation on the phrase Christmas present. I think it was more rhetorical than literal.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
The State Department has withdrawn the U.S. ambassador to Zambia after he strongly criticized the South African country for jailing a gay couple for having sex. State Department spokesperson said that Ambassador Daniel Fuchs' job in Zambia is no longer tenable because the Zambian president said he no longer wants to work with Fuchs. Rising space power China has attacked the newly created U.S. Space Force, calling it a direct threat to outer space peace and security.
China's foreign ministry says its country is deeply concerned about it and resolutely opposed to it. It says the move violates an international consensus on peaceful use of outer space and would undermine stability and the global security balance. China's space program has advanced rapidly since its first crewed mission in 2003. In a report last February, the Pentagon said China and Russia have embarked on major efforts to develop technologies that could allow them to disrupt or destroy American and allied satellites in a crisis or conflict. I'm Zaria Shackley.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.